I grew up assuming I would be able to move out when I turned 18. But at 19, I'm still at home. Why? The price. As I search Craigslist, I'm reminded that I live in the country's most expensive housing market, the Bay Area.
Affordable single-room occupancy in the heart of Oakland for $695 a month. And they do not feature kitchens or private bathrooms.
Until last year, 19-year-old Elizabeth Matute lived at home in San Francisco with her mom and siblings, helping to support her family. Now, she rents a room in a house with five other people in West Oakland, and that eats up most of her paycheck.
Growing up, they would always tell me not more than 70% of your income should go to rent. For me to be paying about 80%, it's like, why am I so over?
If it wasn't for their constant arguments, she would have stayed with her mom and saved thousands. But for Matute, independence is worth the price.
I'm literally just in the train. But it's fine, because it's like I enjoy the fact that I'm being responsible.
Even in cheaper markets, like Kalamazoo, Michigan, paying for housing can be overwhelming. Kayla Bean took on three low-wage jobs when she turned 18 to share a house with her best friend. But the stress of work and college was more than she expected.
Paying my bills, getting the rent, living in my own place kind of weighed on me.
The pressure damaged her friendship and her health, forcing her back home.
I really thought it was going to be a great improvement on my life, but ultimately it was a poor decision that I wouldn't really recommend to most people, especially as young as we are and in the economy we're in.
I've always seen moving out on my own as a marker of adulthood, but for me, the cost outweighs the benefits. So for now, I'm making the more adult decision to stay at home with my family. In Oakland, I'm Desmond Megley for Marketplace.